It's so good to be. It's just such an honor to minister to y'all. I love it. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful in the role that I get to play here at this church, that not just being in the music, but being part of the ministry team and ministering here. And I honor our pastor, Corey, and his wife. So awesome that they are doing an amazing thing, and this church is growing because of their leadership. And so we honor them. Honor them very much. Last week, Howdy was talking about peace. That's what Corey's been on. We're going to kind of just talk about more of that. He talked about the goodness of God and that the authority that we have to operate in the goodness of God. It's funny because he used an acronym on Sunday. And I was listening to a podcast this week of another pastor ministering. He used the same acronym, but he didn't use it like what the kids were telling you it was. Pastor Howdy said the kids at school where he teaches were using RBF. And for those of you who don't know, just ask a younger person and they'll tell you what it is. But I was listening to this podcast and the pastor said, and you know all you RBF faces out here, and they are, you could hear the congregation, and he goes, what? Resting blessed face. So I thought it was kind of, I don't believe in coincidences, so you used it Sunday, I heard it again, so that was confirmation that we should bring up the other meaning of that was, I don't know, resting blessed face. So go with that, I don't know. Last time I preached was about a month ago, and we talked about focus. And what are we focusing on in life? What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the process or where you're at or your job? Or are we focusing on what we need to really focus on? So, we talked about Hebrews 11:6, and I'm just going to touch this briefly. You can turn over there if you want to. You don't have to. But I want to read it because it's kind of a jumping off point for me this morning. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So that was the first thing. The first little note I wanted you to take, if you were taking notes, is to diligently seek God. Now, I didn't mention, however, there was one definition that I left off for seek. And so I thought, well, I'm glad the Holy Spirit said you get to bring this up again this week because I get to add that definition. Because seek means to crave. It doesn't mean just to search or seek. It means to crave. Now, that word diligently in the Greek, diligently means passionately. Oh, wait a minute. Let's look at that again. That's interesting. Must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who passionately crave him. Are you passionately craving God? What will it take for you to passionately crave God? Some miracle? I mean, he's done things for you, and then we forget and move on to the next thing we're expecting for. Why don't we remember what's behind the good things? Not the bad things, not the junk that we all did or been through, but what God has done for us. See, that's called building your faith when you start remembering. Because it takes faith to seek something you can't see. Amen? So that's the first thing. The second thing I wanted to get is just like what we talked about during communion. Second note was to search us. So when you're diligently seeking God, you're passionately craving him, then also we have to ask God to search us. See, because we're supposed to be a new man in Christ when we are saved. And then when you get baptized, it's the old man going in and the new man coming out of the water. But sometimes that new man still has areas we constantly have to work on. It was like Howdy talking about working out and eating right. And that's where I'm at in my life right now. I'm kind of down the same road. He's further along than I am. But I'll catch him. So it's to search us. It's not to search them over there because they're acting like I don't know what. It's not our job, y'all. It's not our job. It's our job to search us so that we can start cleaning up that stuff so that God can use us in a mighty way. He wants to use all of us here. It doesn't matter, as you've heard Pastor Corey say, whether you're up here or not, you go out into the world and touch more people. So you need to be learning and passionately craving Him and then start cleaning yourself up. Amen? The third thing that I wanted y'all to get that day is that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's in Nehemiah. And I also told y'all that day that I have people go, well, that's all great, Ricky, because we all, Howdy and me, and we counsel. People call and say, hey, and tell us, and you deal with stuff. So the Holy Spirit said, but you're going to get asked this question. When you tell them that the joy of the Lord is your strength, you're going to get asked this question. The question was, well, how do you get the joy of the Lord? Well, I'm so glad you asked a second time. Because it says in John 15:11, Jesus says that may my joy, Jesus' joy, may my joy remain in you. Amen. He didn't say I'm putting it in you. I'm giving it to you. It says, may it, if it says remain, does that mean it's already there? Absolutely. Absolutely. But people go, oh, I want the joy of the Lord. How do I get it? You already got it. Amen? Amen. But it's just like what I talked about with your tithes and offerings. You have to activate that joy every morning. Every morning. Y'all know the devil's doing this. He don't want you having the joy of the Lord, because when you have the joy of the Lord, you run around up here like me. That you're fired up and going, not today, baby. You get on out of here. I'm not putting up with you. You're not running my day, my life. You're not running my family's life. So, go on. See, that's what the devil doesn't want. But you already have the joy of the Lord in you. John, like I said earlier, don't take my word for it. Look up John 15. But Jesus also says there that may your joy be full. Whoo! I want full. I like full. Don't y'all? Yeah, because, I mean, it's like your belly, right? I'm full, man. I feel good now. See, but when you're hungry, it's gnawing at you, right? Well, when your joy's full, you don't have stuff gnawing at you. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That was good. You don't have it gnawing at you. When your joy is full, you're ready to take it on. Just bring it. Come on. See, that's what we've got so bad about is with the devil, is we're like, no. You know, we're on defense with the devil. No, we don't need to be on the defense with the devil. We need to take the offense to the devil. Amen. Amen. When we start speaking to that stuff will start going away out of your life. But what are you speaking? That's where today's message starts. Y'all turn to Romans 10:17. I got quite a few scriptures, and I'm not going to have you turn to all of them, but I'll read them to you, and if you want to turn there, I'll tell you what they are. That cracker's hanging on this morning, y'all. Got to borrow a toothpick. Romans 10:17. So I've got it broke into three parts today, and how we get there. If we don't get there, that's okay too. If we don't finish it, next time I preach, it'll just y'all earmark where I preached and you can add on. So easy. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by everybody say word of God. That's right. So, obviously, if faith comes by hearing, there's got to be some speaking done, doesn't there? Yeah. I mean, because you can't have speaking and no hearing. It doesn't work, right? So, therefore, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, what are we speaking? Amen. See, because when we talked about faith as our strength, then whatever we're speaking can stop your faith, your joy, just like that. You can run your joy by what comes out of your mouth that quick. And probably if you think about it, you can remember moments when you did that. I'm testifying, y'all. I've been there, done that. I didn't get a t-shirt, don't want it. What are we speaking? Amen? So, let's go to Proverbs 21. You don't have to turn there, again, if you don't want to. Man, I've got this all strung out. No, wait, I'm Matthew 12:37. I'm ahead of myself. Oh, come on. Just for that, I'm going to make you look up every scripture. See? As the Holy Spirit was taking me through all this stuff, it was like, okay, so faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And then He goes, okay, let's go over here. And in Matthew 12:37, it says, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Now, I think a lot of times that religion has had us thinking over here, right? Because they're you're thinking that the acquitted part, and for those of you who need, acquitted means that you've been found not guilty, okay? And then condemned means that you are guilty. But it says that our words acquit us or condemn us. And that when we go to heaven and we stand there, that our words have acquitted or condemned. But y'all, we also have the kingdom of God right here. We got to learn how to walk that out down here. So your words can acquit your faith, your healing, your finances, your religion, or it can condemn them. Amen. See, look what the word says. "For by thy words thou shalt be acquitted." Are you speaking? I am, as Pastor Corey teaches this, howdy, as we all preach it up here. I'm the head and not the tail. Amen? That's a good thing, being the head and not the tail. That's scripture. Look it up. So what are you speaking? Are you speaking that, oh, poor pitiful me? Are you speaking that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? I'm more than a conqueror. Whew! Or, well, I lost my job and I stumped my big toe this morning and it turned black, and so I guess the nail's going to fall off, and I got a pimple on the left foot and I guess it's going to pop. That's terrible. But I promise you one thing, you probably know somebody like that. Amen? We can help each other, build each other up. No, no, no. Just because you stumped that toe and it turned black does not mean that the nail has to fall off. You can speak to that toe and say, oh, no, you won't. You will be healed in the name of Jesus. But you have to have the faith to believe that. See, that's what it is it's that faith. And everything that we do is faith. Y'all, Friday night, it's storming, right? I don't know if all y'all got storms or not, but we did. We're driving home. We've been in Marble Falls about 6:15. Dad calls. Where you at? I'm on our road. That's probably not a good place. I said, really? He goes, well, it's just trying to hit here, you know, and we've had a little bit of hail, but not much. And so, okay, well, we're coming on anyway. We come in hot. Man, we come in hot. Two wheels flew into the carport. And then we sat there because it was raining. And it little pea-sized hail, wasn't bad. Of course, I knew Mom and Dad, they already speaking to that storm. So then when we get in the house, we start speaking to that storm. And we say, no. Your word says, God, that we can speak to the mountain. Your word says, Jesus said, peace be still. Well, okay, to the Christian that doesn't have, their faith's not been built up, they're going to go, well, that's silly. No, it's not. Because the word says that you get not because you ask not. Right? But it also goes on to say that if you knock, it will be opened. If you seek, you will find. If you seek, if you crave, if you passionately crave, if you're seeking God, then woo! That hail is just a little pea-sized hail. And you know what's funny? Every once in a while we'd see a golf ball out there, but it'd be out in the yard. It wouldn't be on the house. Every once in a while there'd be enough. John, where's John Jernigan at? Is he in here today? He texts me because his daughter lives just around the road from us. He goes, man, I just wanted you to know they're having softball-sized hail at my daughter's house. I said, oh, not here. Mm-hmm. Laurie and I are playing cards. It's loud. We got a gazebo with the metal roof on the back deck. And it's loud. You know, that little pea size. And it's, man, it's winds blowing everything. We're playing gin. And every time between hands, I'd get up and go, no, you don't, devil. Not tonight. Not here. Hail, you go back up in the sky. Because that's my faith. That's what I choose to speak. What do you choose to speak? Come on, y'all. Man, when that devil comes against you and says that you look at your bank account and go, oh, I got $10. Uh-uh, not today, devil. Because I'm a tither. And if you're not, activate it, baby. Activate it. It don't happen overnight, but you didn't tithe all the time either. You've got to stay in that word. Okay? But see, what are you saying? Because it says that we are acquitted by our words or we are condemned by our words. Or you want to be condemned or you want to be acquitted? I'm in the acquitting side. Amen? Amen. I'm not going to run my future. I'm not going to have my anything messed up because of what comes out of my mouth. Because people go, oh, well, I just can't control my mouth. Yes, you can. Stop that. That's the biggest bunch of hooey I ever seen in my life. Biggest bunch of hooey. What is hooey? Y'all ever? I don't know. I know I use it in roping, but I never. Have you ever stepped in hooey? I don't know if it's a real thing. Or anyway, that one wasn't from the Holy Spirit, I don't think. Proverbs 21:23 says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." It's just what we're talking about. It's backed up by Scripture. Y'all, when you start reading this Bible, you start learning so much about what the Word means and what it says and how that you have that power if you choose to use it. What do you choose? It's a choice. Well, God didn't tell me. He didn't make me. Well, then you didn't listen. Listen. You're not going to hear from God. Okay. This could be biblical, but this is Ricky's opinion, okay? So I'm prefacing that right now. So if you don't like what I'm fixing to say, then I guess you call Pastor Corey and complain. My opinion is that if you're not in the Word, then God, you won't know God's voice. Amen? Now, I'm just telling you, that's my opinion. There again, I have walked that walk. I have not been in the Word, and I have not heard from God. And as long as I'm staying in the Word, I'm hearing from God. Amen? And God's telling me what I need to do. So get in the Word. Y'all, there's so much junk and distraction. Look, Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. So I want to tell y'all, as you grow and as you learn in the Word, you've got to be careful how you use your mouth.
Amen.
My daughter, who is the youth pastor, her and her husband, she was over yesterday, and we had our grandbaby, Maddox. He's my buddy. And her and my wife, Laurie, and Casey, we were up at Mom and Dad's house. They live so far away, it's about a minute walk. But we'd gone up there, and Maddox has got to where he pulls up now. You know, he pulls up, and boy, he can crawl. Ooh, man, he's fast. I looked at him yesterday. He's crawling. He had his bottle hung in his teeth. And he's crawling like this. He wasn't giving up the bottle, you know. But we were at Mom and Dad's house, and he had pulled up on the couch, and he was standing there, and he was doing this. And Laurie goes, look at him wavering. And the Holy Spirit said, that's how Christians are. When they're learning and they're reading, it's just like that baby right there. See, he's there for us to lean on like that. He's there for us to grasp and to hold on to. He'll hold us. That's what, when we start wavering as Christians, when we're learning how to speak things and to stop speaking the condemnation, then we quit. Then it's like, oh, because you watch as a baby grows and they get that balance. Then as Christians, as we stay in the Word and we read the Word, this goes away. Now, sometimes the devil thinks he's cute. And he might blindside us and make us do this for a minute, but guess what? You just go, nuh-uh, not today. Because I've been in the Word. And as we grow in the Word, we save that, we get rid of that unwavering thing, that not being imbalanced with God. But if I crave God passionately, see, He gets rid of that waver. He gets rid of that waver. You know, I was laughing. I come in, a couple of guys in the back and is on their phones. I said, y'all just like a bunch of kids. We all are. We do that. Some of you may not, and that's great. It's the dumbest thing that they ever come up with is putting all that junk on your phone. You know what? It's like a bad wreck. You can't help but look. I don't mean that wrong, but y'all know you drive by a wreck, you go, oh, wow. And then you almost have one. But I will tell you, I have friends that put so much crap on Facebook, and there's people that feed that, okay? So, because what I like to do is see somebody post something, then go read the comments. It's fun. And I look and I go, boy, you people are, man. Because you can't, you cannot, I will tell y'all this, I've probably said it before, you will never win an argument, you will never change somebody's mind on Facebook. Ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry. Why do we waste our time on Facebook? Oh, wait a minute. I started to open Facebook. Oh, no. I go get my notes and read over what I wrote instead. Facebook can be a good tool. It's good for networking. I've used it in business. I've used it playing music. I've used it. We use it to advertise church services that we're doing and with Pastor Corey on the road. But you put something on there to the, oh, I don't know this. That wasn't from the Holy Spirit. I've got the darndest rash. And I don't know what it is, but I've got now one leg's drooping and the right arm, I can't hold a pencil. And somebody, you read the comment and they'll go, oh, I had that once. I lost two toenails and I had hair grow in places you weren't supposed to have hair grow. And, oh, I had that and my dad died of that. Have you not seen that? You see, people will feed the wrong thing. What and who are you talking to? What is your mouth saying? Amen? You see, God will deliver you from that. His Word says He will deliver us. Oh, wow. I just looked at the clock. He will deliver that from you, but are you willing to be delivered? It can, and I'm being honest, and I'm not, I poke fun at what that is, but it can, honestly, it can be debilitating like a disease. It can be an illness. It can cause you to be sick. When you get so caught up in what the world says, or this is, God cares about what you say. I wrote this down. God cares about what you have to say, but tell Him, not Facebook. And the Holy Spirit was pretty on me about this message. And I don't know who it's for a lot of us that just tend to get back in looking at that junk or wanting to post on it. Don't post junk. Amen. Post a script. Sharon, man, Corey's mom right here, she posts scripture every week, every day. Every day, I love it. If you're going to post something like that. God cares about what you say. And when you, oh, well, I didn't say it, I just put it on Facebook. If you type something that are words, you just said it and you put it in writing. Get over that. I'm telling y'all, because I really believe that that's an evil spirit. That's an evil spirit that Satan's using right now to trap the world to get involved in all that junk. That he's using it to draw us away from the Word of God. The Word of God that we're supposed to be standing on, that we're supposed to be walking out, that we're supposed to be speaking, but yet the devil's over there trying to suck people into that. Strong Christians, good Christians that know the Word, but yet there's something that just you can't quit. Or better yet, is it some kind of drug or alcohol? Or is it a website? Pornography is just as bad. Alcohol. Food. Do you go to the pantry and eat when nobody else can see? See, that's a spirit. That's a spirit that you can denounce, that you can ask God to deliver you from that. But are you willing? Do you want to get rid of it? See, because when you do it here today and you say, okay, God, deliver me from that. There's this afternoon when you go home and you're not in church. And well, then there's tomorrow morning when you get up and there's not church. What do? I have people text me all the time going, hey, man, I need you to stand with me. You got it. I start praying right then. Reach out. That's what your family's here for. We're family. Amen. If you're saved, we're family. I want people to know what it's like to not have that junk, to have that peace that passes all understanding, to have the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. And that's what I operate on. That's how my wife and I operate. Again, I tell you, I've been the other way. And you know what? It sucked. Can you say that? I never said that before from up here, but it just came out. It did. But it's not that living life that way is terrible. It's terrible. It's the most miserable way. And I've seen it. I've been around people like it. And it's not the way God built us to live. God built us. Golly. I didn't get very far. But y'all got to hear this. Where's it at? Oh, man. Just a minute. It's... Y'all talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Here we are. Y'all flip. I'm going to start closing because we are running out of time. Ephesians 6:10. Y'all flip over there. I have another sermon for next time. That's cool. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You prepared me for several. Ephesians 6:10. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Father. Ephesians 6:10, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So, that word strong in the Greek word is a word called endunamo. That sounded a little Chinese, didn't it? It didn't sound Greek. It's close. It's a compound, and I'm telling y'all this for a reason. Y'all know my wife is, when she teaches Bible study and stuff, she's pretty much a scholarly type, and I don't really get into all the definitions all the time, but this is really important. A compound of the words in, E-N, and dunamis. The word in means in. The word dunamis, which Pastor Corey talks about all the time, the word dunamis means explosive strength, ability, and power. It's where we get the word dynamite from. Y'all listen to this. That the word in dunamo presents the picture of an explosive power that is being deposited into some type of container. Therefore, this word in dunamo means that there necessarily must be some type of receiver for this power. Listen on. We, that's all of us, God's people, we are specifically designed by God to be the receptacles of divine power. When Paul tells us to be strong in the Lord, he's essentially saying, receive a supernatural strengthening internal deposit of power into your inner man. I don't know about y'all, but I want that kind of power deposited in me today in Jesus' name. Amen. Is that not cool? Did you ever think that you're a receiver, that you're a vessel for God to deposit stuff into you? We talked about our joy of the Lord. Jesus said, my joy's in you. The Word says that He will deposit that. We got to ask. We got to diligently seek Him. Amen? Oh, thank you, Lord. Right now, okay, I will. Sorry, I was talking. Holy Spirit and I are arguing. If you have something that you need to get shed, the old cowboy, if you got something you need to get shed of today, it's time. Amen? It's time to get rid of junk you're carrying around. I don't care what it is. If you need to be delivered from a bad relationship, if you need to be delivered from finances or delivered from health issues or whatever, I want you to just stand up right where you're at. Come on. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Thank you. Come on. If you need to be delivered from something, I don't care what it is. Yeah. Because, you know, that's what we do. We help each other. We edify each other. And so it's time to get rid of the junk. Don't hold pride, keep you sitting down. Man, get rid of that nasty stuff. Amen? So those of you that don't need to be delivered, then you're standing around somebody or go to somebody, and I want y'all to put hands on them. Come on, let's go real quick. Man, this is serious. It's time. It's time that you get delivered from whatever junk that you are carrying around right now. Man, it'll make your life so peaceful. So what I want to do is that I'm going to pray, but then those of you that are around them, you start praying in your prayer language, and you pray over them, okay? Father, we thank you. I thank you for this church. I thank you for what this church stands for, what this church teaches. Father God, I just thank you for the word this morning, that your word says that we can be set free. And whatever these people that have committed themselves to stand up to shed is done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you take that and you take it and you throw it as far as from the east to the west. Father, that it's cast out, the spirit of oppression, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of brokenness, broken finances, broken relationships, that they are delivered from this right now in the name of Jesus, and that they receive that in the name of Jesus, and that there's no more playing around, that there's no more playing church. But Father God, we thank you that you're depositing. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Father, deposit that power in each person that stood up to be delivered. Fill them and replace that they are being delivered from. Replace it with that power that you just talked about right now in the name of Jesus. I call it done and whole right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, y'all. Amen. Amen. Now, listen, those of you who are those of you who are standing up, put your hand over your heart. Come on, let's go. Put your hand over your heart. Now, I want you to say, I will not take back what God just delivered me from. I will start every day proclaiming that I am delivered in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You can be sit down. Sit down. Have y'all had a good time this morning? Well, you know, we never do a service without giving somebody the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And let me tell you what, now's the time. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I beg you to do it today. Amen. Enough playing around. It's time to be serious. Amen. And it's time that you get Jesus in your heart. Y'all, we got too much work to do. We got too many peoples to touch. We got too many peoples to tell them about Jesus. Our Jesus is so good. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right now, we're going to say a prayer, and I'm going to have you say it out loud. You're not going to say it by yourself. Believers, you say it with us because you need to practice. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to do it today, and I want you to do it from your heart, and I want you to say out loud, and believers, say it with us. Say, Father in heaven, open the door of my heart, and I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died on that cross and you rose from the dead for me. Father, I thank you that today is my Power God Day. Father, I thank you for depositing that dunamis power in me. In Jesus' name. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed still, out of respect to your neighbors, if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the Word says, acknowledge me before man and I'll acknowledge you before the Father. So, with everybody's head bowed and no looking around, I'm going to ask you on the count of three to stick your hand up real fast. If that was you, put it right back down. We want to get a Bible to you. So, on the count of three, if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Anybody? Anybody? Okay, y'all look at me. Everybody's saved. We got work to do.